listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
There's just, so you wrote a note on your hand that said something, and now because you washed your hands, it says Laura What's-Her-Face.
Well, I tried to remember what it was, but I couldn't remember because I washed my hands.
Okay, well, thanks for trying.
It wasn't for me. I don't care.
Thank you. Hello, and welcome to the third episode of the Kiss and Tell Cast, where you send in your secrets and we air them out to the world. Once again, I'm here with Corey McLuderson and Dr. Archibald Marnold, and we're once again in Corey's bedroom. And what have you got in your hand there?
I have a handkerchief in case I get the sniffles, and I don't want to sniff on air.
Yeah, because that'd be super embarrassing.
So I would just wipe it away.
Oh, yeah. Wipe those tears away.
No, there's no.
Mari sometimes tears up. He's doing it right now. welcome to the show. We once again. We're here with some secrets, and we want to thank everybody that wrote in. Though I have to admit, and Corey might be disappointed to hear this, we had a record low.
Whoa.
This weekend. I know. Last week we had a record high of secrets, and this week we have a record low. But we've got some good stuff in here. I do want to add a quick comment for you know, as I said last week, we just can't get to everything that gets sent in. And just as a hint, we typically go for some of the shorter emails. And it's not that we don't like to read and enjoy the long responses that we get sometimes.
It's that just we that, can't read.
It's just that it's really – we lose interest after – no, it's
That's
just –
not true.
No, we enjoy it. It's just that for the – you know, kind of the format of the show, we do give preference to shorter statements. That said, if you have longer notes or you want advice, particularly if you want advice, you should go see Mari over at Magba. Right, Mari?
Yeah.
Our sister site.
That's a sister site. Magba.
I'm my own sister.
Mari's his own sister. As far as news, we've been cranking along. We finally got listed on iTunes, so you should definitely check that out. We would be so pleased, just pleased as punch, if you would.
What, huge Corey? Kiss and Tell landmark.
Huge landmark. It is. I mean, in all of our time, the years we've been doing this?
Mm-hmm. We've never been on iTunes.
We've never been on iTunes. Well, you know, for the first 6 or 7 years, we never actually recorded.
Yeah.
And because it was kind of a training thing.
Yeah, we didn't even get secrets either.
We didn't even know each other yet.
We didn't know each other. It was kind of a rocky training montage where we're just going through the motions. I was punching a lot of frozen beef. Mari was doing sit-ups.
I was fighting off and
drawing. I was in a ballet studio. With lots of mirrors.
Yeah. So, but we are on iTunes now. We would be so appreciative if you would go and give us some comments and some ratings. That's helpful to us. And actually, we got a one of our first reviews that I'm super pleased with. And I think Mari he's got a little snippet of it that I
think it's the whole thing.
Well, you can read the whole thing, but I mean, the snippet I want.
Okay. Yeah, I know that snippet. Okay. This is by Chris Furness, who is a loyal listener.
Good friend,
good guy. It says, Kiss and Tell is a great podcast. Pretty great podcast. I'm already ruining this.
Yeah, you did. He said pretty great.
Kiss and Tell is a pretty great podcast. Scott, Mari, and Corey have a great chemistry, and it's fun to listen to them react to people's weird secrets and give advice when applicable. The advice is pretty good, too. If I had to assign a Ninja Turtle to each host, I'd say that Scott is Leonardo, noble, intelligent leader type. Mari is Michelangelo.
Michael Uniqlo.
That's a different turtle.
Sardonic and wise in his own way. And Corey is all the neutrinos put together. Not actually a ninja turtle or anything, but it totally makes sense when you think about it.
So I wanted to just briefly talk about this because what do you guys think about our assignments in the Ninja Turtle world?
I wanted to be Raphael.
To me, you're Raphael because you're kind of a jerk.
What?
And Raphael was kind of a jerk. And I'm very flattered to be Leonardo. I might have cast myself as Donatello, mainly because I plug in the microphones. But
and you carry a large staff at all times.
And Corey is just without question the neutrinos because he has a flying car.
That's true.
Additionally, we've got some, and this is, we're going to call this fan mail. It isn't technically fan mail. It's mail that we got to the secret address that doesn't really qualify as a secret. And Corey, if he's actually paying attention, is going to read these letters that we got. Corey?
So this is the fan mail.
Wait, can I just say, before Scott said if he's actually... No, right after Scott said if he's actually paying attention, Corey alt-tabbed into the notepad or the mail app, and the fan mail thing popped up. So now he's reading.
What
it.
Was he doing before playing
he was,
the game? Or?
No, he was organizing his iPhone apps.
Oh, okay. So fan mail number one, Corey.
Okay, fan mail number one. I actually only listen to the Kiss and Tell cast because I have a huge crush on Corey Schmitz.
That's not what it says.
Sorry.
It really says I have a huge crush on Mari Odomo. Boo.
Yay.
And
even though I know he wouldn't notice if I did, I'm still too shy to follow him on Tumblr.
Okay. So.
So she's too shy to follow him on Tumblr.
Which is absurd.
That's pretty shy.
Mari has hundreds of millions of Tumblr followers. He would never notice if one person came or
if one measly surf.
One nobody.
Well, that's what that person's saying. They wouldn't notice.
Yeah, you wouldn't notice. You definitely
But that's what they're saying. That's like a bad thing.
No, listen. Mari's like a mother who has hundreds of children, and he loves each of his followers equally, and he would never pick a favorite. So if you followed, he would love you till the end of your life or his, whichever came first, or
I
both.
Guess so.
What's number two, Corey?
Number two is I have a crush on one of you guys.
So you can kind of see a theme here. And I guess the point we wanted to make by bringing these emails out is you guys having crushes on us is no secret.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
obviously.
It's pretty obvious. I mean,
look at us.
Look at us. We're gorgeous.
Look at all this.
We've got it all. Corey, what do you think about this? Do you think you're the one, this crush guy?
Probably.
Probably you. So. We do appreciate it, but if you're going to send us these kind of things, we do have a feedback at kissandtellcast.com. And we really do enjoy it, and we thank you for writing, but let's try to keep the secrets secret.
Yeah. Also, we have our own email addresses and websites that you can contact us.
If you want with. To tell me it's me, you can email me at coreyschmitz@gmail.com. Thanks.
See? Okay. And our final letter, which I'm pretty excited about. Corey, can we hit that?
Oh, man.
Hit it.
I just saw what this is.
Yeah.
This is exciting. I am the butter and sprinkles kiss and teller.
Gasp.
It was not my idea. It was the girl who was giving said handy. The sprinkles were the cylindrical kind.
Cylindrical.
What'd I say?
Cylindrical?
Cylindrical.
Cylindrical.
Citrical.
Sorry. Citrus.
Citrical. See, these long emails are hard. I told you.
Yeah.
I told you guys.
Yeah.
Like you would put on ice cream. Didn't hurt. No sprinkles entered my penis. I was approached by the same girl at a later function, and we had regular, no baking ingredient sex. It was okay. I would like to say that I was pretty drunk, and she was totally sober. So I think the butter sprinkles combo might have been planned.
Okay, wait, before you read this last part. Okay, I just want to, let's set a landmark here. Let's draw, kind of a line in the sand. If you will recall from the previous episode, this person said that the butter sprinkle handjob in question here was the most, if I remember, erotic experience of his life. Is that correct?
Yep.
You guys
remember
the same?
I said.
So that was the most erotic experience of his life. Corey, can you please read the last sentence of this email?
The coup de grace?
Yeah, the coup de grace.
Okay. Also, I have had sex wearing a Pikachu mask. Weird? Yes, no.
So this tells me a couple of things. First, it tells me that it's Mare.
What?
This is actually Mare.
No.
Wait,
no.
Should we all answer yes or no?
Okay, Corey.
No.
Mare.
Yes. Of course it's weird.
The that shows the difference between but the American and Japanese cultures.
What? It's kind of awesome, but it is weird.
Actually, so
it's abnormal.
This is difficult because I've been calling this guy, as you know, Butter Sprinkles Handjob Guy.
Yeah.
But now he might be Pikachu Sex Mask Guy.
Yeah. He's got a lot of names.
Anyway, Buttery.
This guy likes to talk about his. He's very proud of his.
Well, we like to hear.
No,
about
we
it.
Do like to hear about it. And please keep writing in. I did sort of stick this in the non-secret section because you did give the background. Although you did not send photos of the sprinkles as we requested.
Spring rolls?
Sprinkles.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want a spring roll.
Wait, was it a spring roll hand job?
I want a spring roll hand job.
How does that work?
I don't know.
What if the spring roll injured your penis?
That's like
I'd invent a new kind of eating, apparently.
Perfect.
There's some kind of delicious reverse kidney stone passing.
I love it. Okay, so... are we ready for this, fellas?
Oh, yeah. Let's start our podcast.
Okay. We're going to actually start the podcast proper now. Mare is here with some secrets. Let's have secret number one.
Okay. I'm Asian, but sometimes I wish I was part of the Huxtable family on The Cosby Show.
Wait, is that Mare talking or is this an email?
I don't know. That's actually an email.
Sorry. I got confused for a second.
I'm pretty sure... I feel like this could be from my brother, from my little brother.
Do you think it is? I can tell that it isn't because it doesn't say the word poop.
Also, your brother wasn't alive when that show was on.
Corey, also, your brother is not alive.
I don't know if any of us, or I guess we're, Raven Simone was in it, so I guess we were alive.
But she was a
hot, but she's like, yeah,
she's,
but she's
younger than us, though.
She's our age, so we were technically alive when.
Okay. Well, what do you think about this? One, it seems like an interesting reference to choose, specifically the Huxtable family, which for my generation, you know, at 30, that makes, I could see that. So but maybe this is a slightly
would you
have, older person.
Why would you want to be in that family?
Because that family was perfect, Corey.
Yeah.
And it was just a song and dance from end to end, and Bill Cosby was your dad, and there were sandwiches and Jell-O and anything you could want.
I love the Cosby
Pokemon.
Show. And yeah, Pokemon. And
is that a Bill Cosby impression, Corey?
Pokemans with the pokies and the mans.
That was actually really good.
It was on Nick at Night or something. Okay. So that's how we watched
it. But what do you think about this? So last week, here's what's interesting to me.
Okay.
Corey just snuck, Corey just snuck out of the room.
Where is he going?
He doesn't want to talk about the Cosby show. Oh, did you spill coffee on yourself?
He spilled Cosby on him.
Corey's covered in Cosby.
I want some iced Cosby, please.
So this is interesting to me because last week we had a young Asian person who said that they didn't like that their skin was so dark. And this Asian person is saying that they want to be black.
Yeah, not the same person, probably.
Well, maybe they want to be adopted.
But although maybe so. But the Cosby family did have a broad range of colors.
Right. Here's the thing. They weren't actually related.
That's ridiculous.
They weren't actually black.
They're the Huxtable family.
Oh, that's true. They all have the same last name. So how do they do it? Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm sorry.
So I don't know what to say other than maybe, you know, this person should try to meet up with that person who is too light skinned and maybe they can
start a family.
Yeah. And then all their children will be exactly the right color.
They're all different, though.
No, they'd all wish they were the right color.
It was a gray rainbow.
What if they just cast children and give them the same last name and no one will know the difference?
I don't know what that would accomplish.
Okay.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
I don't even. do you want to go on to the next email?
What would happen?
On to the next one.
Okay. Secret number two. Every time I hang out with my girlfriend, I vigorously clean my butthole area. because I'm worried that if she gives
me...
That's the whole one. No, okay. Because I'm worried that if she gives me a blowjob, it might be smelly.
That's just being a hygiene gentleman.
That's nice.
That's just being a modern gentleman.
This is a secret from Corey.
No, this is, I mean, if
vigorously,
you get like any old etiquette book, this is up there. You know, you have things, obvious things that everyone knows.
Right.
You know, hold the door, pull out the chair. You have lesser known things like whenever you're walking down the street with a young lady, you always walk nearest the traffic.
In case there's an accident.
Or,
is that really a thing?
It is actually a thing.
Mari wouldn't know that.
But, well, Mari's not a gentleman.
He's a lady.
This just also falls in that list. What do you guys think about this?
Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds fine. I don't vigorously clean. Right. That just scares me. That sounds like he's using a toilet brush.
Corey just spilled Cosby.
Corey, why are you spilling Cosby everywhere?
I'm trying not to put it on my desk.
Because he won't make noise? Yeah, so you think that your crotch is a better place to put the Cosby?
Use a big old straw.
No, that's okay. So back to the cleaning. Mari, I wonder, I don't know. This could go either way. I wonder if you're thinking what I'm thinking regarding this act. I can tell by the look in your face that you're not.
The twinkle in my eye?
Mari's never thought about this before.
Well, are you guys, know. Of course, Mari knows. Of course. Corey knows.
Everyone knows.
James Kachalka. Everyone knows him. Okay. This guy, James Kachalka.
Does he clean his butthole? What are you talking
about? James Kachalka, superstar, has a song. About this very thing.
See, I don't listen to his music.
How about this be one of those things where, like, if through the magic of editing, I will insert the song right here.
Please do it.
Oh, let's do that. That sounds cool.
Okay, well, listen, that is a secret. That is probably something that you can't share with your friends. I'm glad you shared it with us. I think everyone should do the same thing. If I could give you one piece of advice, the vigorously clean sounds like you're like hopping in the shower with a loofah or something.
Going straight to the butthole.
There's another way.
What is it?
Well, I will just say this. Wipes are not just for babies.
See.
There are a number of reputable brands. Charmin is among them. Scott brand toilet paper is among them. That's my brand of choice. And maybe this isn't something that shouldn't be discussed in mixed company, but it's nice.
What do you mean mixed company?
I don't know who's, somebody might be listening.
What do you mean you people?
You people. You guys know what I'm talking about. I mean, the whole sort of Western premise that just rubbing some paper on yourself is going to make you clean.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how you clean things.
I see.
It isn't. But these, get some wipes, man. They're there. You can go through the self-checkout line so you don't have to be embarrassed. But they're great. I fully endorse them. They're luxurious. They're pleasant. And Mari's looking at me like we should just move on to the next.
Well, get some wipes so you don't wipe out.
What?
Okay. That's a service announcement from Corey.
I've had gay friends who've mentioned things like...
They're not just for gays.
Like, straight people don't know how to clean their buttholes.
Well, that's kind of true.
So I'm just, like, kind of blanking here. Like, what else... How else can we help this person?
That's what people... That's...
The this wipes. Person's good.
No, wipes, man. Wipes.
Wipes?
Okay. Yeah, wipes. Let's or get a bidet. Wipes.
Yeah, just go down to the bidet store.
It's a wipes. It's wipes or bidet. Those are your two choices.
Get a bidet today.
Well, here's the thing. The bidet is a long-term investment, but it will pay itself off over time, especially if you get one of those energy-efficient bidets that the government subsidizes.
That's like month one.
Well, it'll
repaid for itself.
That's true.
It'll pay off in... What, blowjob currency?
Yeah, which is a valuable currency, indeed.
It's worth its weight in gold.
It is. We got another secret here, which I feel like we are uniquely positioned to comment on.
All right,
you
want
to move on to number three?
Secret number three. I have a crush on this girl, though it's online, and I want to say how I feel, but most people don't accept the idea of online dating. I don't want to ruin our friendship.
This is 2011. Guys, what do you think of this?
Well, okay.
It
depends on what they mean by online dating. If it's a long distance relationship, that's very different from having a
this means only
a brick and mortar relationship.
Well, here's the thing. It says online dating in quotes. So to me, that says that it's to an online dating service.
And that I think that they're talking on AIM or something.
Do you think they met on AIM?
Yeah,
and that
or MySpace.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
tackle both sides.
Tackle all sides. Let's hear it, okay. Mario. What do you got?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with meeting people on the internet. And in fact, I just met someone from the internet today, and we hung out and we had a good time.
Did you ruin your friendship?
Well, that's what it was. It was a friendship.
Oh, but you you're currently seeing a young lady.
And I'm also dating a girl that I met from OkCupid.
All of us are fans of this site, by the way. If you're not on OkCupid, get on it, and we'll date you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that easy.
And I also run a service of giving people awards that I know on OkCupid. So if you want an award, I'll give you one.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We're behind this 100%. And here's why I like it. And I start, you know, in the very early days of internet friendships when I was... Friendships. Because I started, you know, in pre-internet, even on bulletin board systems.
What do you mean? What's pre-internet?
It's kind of the Stone Age. You
DARPANET.
It's... Yeah. No, it was... You ran it was local bulletin board systems, and mm-hmm. it was just somebody's modem that you would dial into. I ran one myself for a while, and that was, you'd have sort of local friends there. But then when, you know, internet came along, you'd get on internet.
When the meteor crashed. Gave us internet.
Yes. When the overlords came and mm-hmm. unleashed it upon us. I had a lot of friends online, and this was important to me, particularly because I grew up in such a horrible place. The people around me weren't really doing it for me. So it was nice to kind of reach out and find people. So in my mind, I guess my point is that the internet opens you up to a huger audience. Huger?
Huge.
More
huge.
Hugely. Humongous audience
of
contacts that you just wouldn't meet otherwise. You can find people with a similar interest and so on. You know that. This is fine. This is totally fine.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're asking if it's fine.
Well, it says most people don't accept the idea of online dating.
Yeah, but I think the question's more about... the friendship situation.
So you're worried about by the, most
they're
people,
worried about the
mean,
other person.
Do you mean this girl? So are you like in the same guild in World of Warcraft? And you're worried about, you know, you're out there every day. It's kind of like a gaze in the military thing. You're out there every day slaying beasts, and you don't want some sort of relationship to compromise that and perhaps get you both killed.
This is a classic nothing to lose situation, I think.
Just do it. Yeah, do it, man. Tell her.
If you're going to get friend zoned, I mean, you might as well try.
Get out there. And it's also the internet. You're not going to like, the snub is going to be pretty minor. It's going to be an e-snub if you get snubbed.
Yeah. What are they going to do?
Email you a snub?
Here's a snub.
Yeah, snub you. Man, go for it. Life is too short. If you like somebody, you get out there, you tell them.
Life is also really long.
Life is also so long and tedious, especially when you're alone.
Get it over with.
Just get it over with. Actually, and this I think feeds kind of into the next one. Can we, in a weird way,
sure.
What's our next secret?
I'm on a LDR, which is long distance
it's
relationship.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
It's Red Dead Redemption.
Wait, Lyndon D.
It's Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Lyndon D. Delano Roosevelt.
Lyndon Delano. Yeah.
And I, okay, I'll keep reading. And I really hate exposing myself to the webcam to my boyfriend. Corey, what was that?
Come on. Okay. Well, no,
that was a weird chills. Where's a weird okay noise that he made. It's just so awkward. And I really don't like that. And I think that sometimes I'm too paranoid because I think he's going to send print screens of that to someone. I know it's a terrible thing to think, but still, I don't know how on earth I'm ever going to feel comfortable doing that.
This is a tricky balance because this is...
It sounds like he's taking advantage of her.
No, well, no. I mean, it's not... It's sort of a form of remote intimacy that I think is... If you're really committed to someone and you're really in this long-distance relationship and it's meaningful, like... Mm-hmm. Maintaining some kind of sexual link, if that's if the expectation is that you're going to be dedicated to each other this far apart, I think that sharing photos like that is a good way to maintain that link, you know. And particularly, you're worried about that he's going to share them, things like that. But
that's a trust issue.
That's a trust issue, and really, it seems like
don't blame the internet for that.
Don't blame the internet, and don't blame unless he's hinted at that. I don't think you should worry about that because it seems like. If anything, it seems like a way that it's going to keep you both in the game. One, because it's showing that you're in it enough to share these photos.
Collateral damage also.
Well.
Not always.
But you're also, and you're trusting him to maintain the kind of secrecy of it. So, I don't know, you know, if you really hate it, you're going to have to talk to him about it. But what do you think about this, Mari, exposing yourself? Would you expose yourself to me if we were in a long distance relationship?
If we were? And I wasn't like, okay. Would I expect? Yeah, probably. I mean, it hasn't come up with any of the relationships I've been in yet.
Have you exposed to anyone?
Have I ever been naked?
Have you exposed yourself long distance to another person over the internet?
Oh, I'm a never nude, so I don't. Okay.
Has anyone exposed? Have you gotten some sexy pictures with
there are dozens of us.
Dozens. I don't think so.
You, Mari, you would know. If you had a naked picture right now on your computer of a lady friend.
I don't have any naked pictures. Okay. I have cute pictures.
Well, that's different.
That's different.
So exposing yourself, you think, to cuteness? What do you think? Corey, have you exposed or been exposed to?
No comment.
So that's a yes. So Corey has naked pictures of a girl on his computer. I don't really see Corey being the exposing type. Do you see
I said no comment.
Well, that definitely means that he has naked girls on his computer that he's known.
Methinks the lady doth protest too much. Yeah,
me thinks also. I have done both. And it's...
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Well...
Because you're naked right now.
Because I'm naked right now. And with my webcam open. No, and I don't know what to say. I mean, if it's... I don't think it's inherently bad. It's not inherently good. I think there are definitely creepos out there that would share them. I think there's definitely creepos that if you spurn them, they might like post. There's you know
don't
there's,
date them though.
Well, there's sites for that like My Ex Girlfriend, whatever. But that means he's a creepo to begin with.
Yeah.
And if he's, that's not that has nothing to do with the photos. You're just dating a creepo. On the other hand, and I mean this is just spin this a little bit. Like he's off in where is he? Tulsa, Oklahoma.
No.
And you're in what?
Bethesda,
Bethesda, Maryland.
Bethesda. That's a weird choice.
Bethesda, Maryland, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. You've got your long distance relationship. And he's got this girl, you, up in Bethesda, who's a total ice princess. He's lonely. He's trying to make his way in the world in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And all he wants is, you know, he's been staying true. He's been just as true as anything.
Yeah, he's been, you know, there's all that fine booty in Tulsa. Tulsa.
Oh, yeah.
That Tulsa
booty. Oh, yeah, they got those tight Wranglers. And this ice princess up there is not showing any skin. And then, but back here in Tulsa. Back here in Tulsa,
those Debbie, Tulsa girls.
Yeah, Debbie down at work. She just
at the saloon.
Down at the saloon. He's
the roller girl team.
Yeah, no, he sees more of her just you know in
every
her regular day to day clothing.
Yeah.
And so I keep that in mind. I don't want to, that's not a threat or a blackmail, but I do think if you're going to maintain this relationship and you're serious about maintaining it, some kind of sexual contact needs to be involved. And it sounds like it is for him if he's asking for it, but you know. Good luck to you. Next one.
Luck.
What do we got? Oh, kind of on the topic. We got Debbie in Tulsa, Oklahoma writes.
Secret number 5.
Can I read this one?
Hey. Yeah, sure.
No.
Go for it, Corey.
No.
Might be kind of long for Mari.
Fine, go ahead, Corey.
I almost became a home wrecker.
Okay, but what's the secret?
Heyo! Is there a...
Up top.
Corey, is there any reason you wanted to reread that particular one?
Because it had no big words and it was short.
It was really short.
Yeah.
Okay. You nailed it, Corey.
You can also... Let's just make a policy that any secret that's maybe like under 6 words, we'll send it
over.
What do you guys think about this?
It's really vague.
Yeah, there's like no context at all.
And also, who cares?
But you know what to me it does? To me, it harkens back to that early email we got decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably some of you listeners weren't even born yet. Remember the girl who said it took great effort not to cheat on her boyfriend?
Right.
I can't remember that far back.
Right.
Corey can't remember that. Corey wasn't even in the show yet. That was back in the old days.
Oh, yeah.
It was me, Mare, Tommy.
Tommy.
Tommy. So she was saying, you know, that she almost – it's hard for her not to cheat on her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Here we got like the other side.
Yeah, that's a rude awakening.
It is. Like she said, you know, maybe be aware of this, that maybe the old boyfriend's out there and he's in danger too. He's out there in the big, great big world.
I don't know. This going back to that girl, like I felt like she wasn't doing anything. I don't know.
She was doing great. She was doing a great job. And yeah. I'm still proud of her to this day. I'm more proud of her than I've ever been of any of my own children, anyone else in my life.
What about your Mare?
I'm so proud of him. He's my proudest achievement. I almost became a homewrecker. It's interesting. I think I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad this didn't say I'm a homewrecker.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing good can possibly come of that. Right? Like what can happen? Is there a good ending to this?
Well, I come from a broken family and my parents separated when I was no, they weren't homewrecked.
Shipwrecked?
They were separated when I was pretty young, like 10 years old or so old enough to remember. And I do not believe in marriage or family.
What do you believe in? Homewrecking?
I don't believe in homewrecking. I just like, I feel like I'm going to get trapped in a situation eventually where I'm just not going to care about another, like about this like husband or something because he's obviously
married to a man. Why did you pick husband?
Wow. No. I was actually going to propose to Mari on air tonight.
No, I mean,
forget it.
I'm not going to care about the woman's husband. You know?
Oh, you're the homewrecker.
Yeah, I'm the homewrecker.
You dog. Mari.
You know?
You know better than that. Mari, shame on you.
You're off the podcast. I don't know.
There are so many bad dudes out there and like women trapped in bad relationships.
So you're like the Don Juan that's coming in and
is rolling to town and like set up shop.
Of heaven. That cannot go well. Mari, I
don't know.
It just can't.
Sickens.
And like, yeah, they should get divorced or something first, but it's like such a fine line sometimes.
So what, I mean, I'm sure there's this, I bet if I looked right now, there'd be like a homewrecker.com or something that's like lonely single housewives, something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you're going to check the whoiz.net and it's going to point back to me. Yeah.
Okay. That's, well, I'm glad you just came out and admitted it.
Yeah.
Secret number 5. Thank you for not being a homewrecker. How about number 6?
Woo.
Also, I should mention that I found out that my mom listens to the podcast. So I do believe in family. I love you guys.
Whoa. Is that why you're not swearing this time?
No, I'm just trying to cut it down a little bit because I'm the only one who swears for some reason.
Well, I don't. Well, Corey just swore. Realize that every time you swear, I have to change this to explicit on iTunes.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Okay. Probably blowjobs and boners count as explicit.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's pretty bad.
Yeah. Okay. How about number 6?
Secret number 6. I secretly liked this one guy with one arm that was in my class. His other arm was three-fourths of an arm and somewhat deformed. I wish I could have told him how beautiful he was. But I doubt he would have taken me seriously. Nobody ever takes me seriously.
I think this is really nice.
That's cute.
Sweet.
Well, I mean, on the one side, I wish you would have told him because it probably would have meant a great deal to him. But to me, this speaks to I think this is good because I think it speaks to those people that write in that have things about them that they're not pleased with. Once again, the Asian girl who didn't think her skin was light enough. There's somebody out there who's just looking at you, thinking you're just the cat's meow. Just the cat's pajamas.
Meow.
The cat's dog.
No, what do you think? I thought this was nice. And I think there's lots of times in life where sometimes you have that feeling about somebody that you just want to tell them, and then you feel like it might be too weird. But I don't think I think that's okay.
Yeah, it is hard. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with trying.
And I mean, you know, there's different ways to approach it. I don't think you can walking up and saying you're beautiful to someone mm-hmm. is often just a stranger could be sort of weird. But I think there's other ways that you can let someone know that you're into them, you're thinking about them, you make their day better.
Yeah. I think
the way I'm looking at Maya right now is I'm trying to express all this.
Is that what that is?
No, my back just hurts.
Okay.
I'm wincing.
I sometimes get people like on OkCupid who are obviously only interested in me because of
your body.
My race. My body, yes, actually. I don't like that.
Yeah, but think, I mean, just this very podcast, we got it.
But she doesn't like him just because he doesn't have arms.
Or maybe no, she, maybe no, she I mean.
But maybe it's part of it. Maybe, you know, he's triumphed over adversity or something.
Ah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with fetishizing certain things, but sometimes other people don't like it because.
Well, I can definitely see that. But this very podcast, we got an email that said somebody had a crush on you, but they were too shy to follow you on Tumblr. Wouldn't you say to that person, just do it?
Yeah, just do it, dude.
Just do it, man.
I mean.
Nike.
Or lady. Or, yeah, just
yeah,
Nike.
Whatever. Dog.
Just Nike it.
Nike it.
No, just Nike.
Just Nike, man. Just Nike. I think that's a nice sentiment. I think as far as no one taking you seriously, it's a tough world. It's tough out there. Everybody mm-hmm. likes to hear a nice thing now and then.
But okay, here's my advice. Okay. After you say something, say seriously.
That's good advice.
Yeah. And then put on your shades, turn around.
Did you guys get sort of, yeah, and then throw a match over your shoulder and blow the guy up?
Yeah.
Did you guys get this? I like this vibe at the end, but I doubt he would have taken me seriously. Nobody takes me seriously.
Yeah, that was really
did
sad.
You get kind of an Eeyore?
I got the Charlie Brown.
Yeah, like nobody takes me seriously. Well, Charlie Brown or Eeyore, whichever one of you this is, I think people like to hear that stuff. And even mm-hmm. if they don't respond to it directly, you can feel good about saying it. They're going to feel good about it. And I think that's that.
What if it's Charlie Eeyore, a combination?
So like if Charlie Brown was a donkey, that infringes like 200 copyrights just instantly.
Secret number 7. I hear guys complain that some girls are slow to orgasm, but I can get off in about 45 seconds, even without porn. So I can masturbate just about any time, like while sitting around watching TV and a friend goes to the bathroom. I've even masturbated at work and while on a road trip in a very full public bathroom. I find this skill very handy. And skill has a question mark in parentheses next to it.
This is a skill.
It is a skill.
Or a scam.
But, I mean, I guess I worry a little bit. Is it always 45 seconds or can you get a little longer?
Because
I could see that could be...
It says can.
So you think, I think that's great. I think that's fantastic. I actually, after reading this, looked up the record and there was a woman who claimed, or I think she was actually tested that she could, she would orgasm after 5 seconds.
Whoa.
after insertion.
That's crazy.
But this, I think this is great.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people, I think you get, it's like a little vacation you get.
Yeah. I would do this all the time.
It takes me longer than 45 seconds and I do it all the time. But if it took only 45 seconds.
Yeah, no muss, no fuss.
No, like, remember a short while ago when Corey got up because he spilled coffee on himself mm-hmm. and he left the room?
Yeah.
He could have gone and done some business.
Totally.
Just like, who's saying I didn't?
Corey, relax. Is this email from you?
It
is from a young lady.
Yeah,
apparently.
From a lady, I was going to say.
No, I think this is great. And I think this is...
Wait,
I
thought Corey was a girl.
I'm a boy.
Well, and actually, often, I don't know that it's the complaint. I mean, there's just sort of this stigma that it's difficult. And there's lots of girls who are incapable of climaxing, and it's a sad state of affairs, and it's nice to know that somebody's out there just one after another knocking them out of the park.
Yeah,
stealing everyone else's orgasms.
Is that what it is? You think it is?
Yeah.
Do you think every time she orgasms, someone else can't?
Yeah, there's like a set amount of orgasms.
Well, then you should snatch
that humanity
them up.
Can have
snatch
yeah.
them up. Get them up. Get them. Be greedy. It's a zero sum game. You got to get it. If you don't get it, somebody else will. It's dog eat dog out there.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah, it absolutely is. This is a great secret, but I am a little curious about how this plays out in the bedroom when you got a fellow with you.
You've got us all curious over
you
here,
got us all
so
curious.
You win.
I
great
think
job.
They probably
bravo
multiple orgasms. I'm
just
hoping.
Nonstop. Yeah,
yeah
just that's
going.
Great. No, I think it's great. I think it's the road trip, bathroom, all these are great ways to pass time.
I also like how she timed it. 45 seconds.
Did you really? Or is that an estimate? Because that would be pretty amazing.
It's
if
kind
you
of
could
specific.
Race your,
estimate, they think.
If you could like race a Pop-Tart, do you think that Pop-Tart? Do you think that she trained to get a better time? Like she's at the gym with a stopwatch and she's like doing orgasm laps and she's trying to get it down to 45. Orgasm laps. Yeah. That would be fantastic. Like you're training to get it lower.
At a quarter minute great. Orgasm.
So, I want to hear you get out there. You've done great, but I think you can, take it out there, you train a little harder. Next time we get an email from you, I want you down to 30 seconds. How's that sound?
Gone in 60 seconds.
Gone in 60, 30 seconds. 30, gone in something. All right, number 8.
Secret number 8. I wore down a vibrator completely. Thought it was the batteries, but nope. Just my vagina and masturbating.
So it's ladies' night tonight on the podcast.
Who says it's from a lady?
Maybe it isn't.
This person has a vagina.
Yeah, what do you guys think about this? The wearing down the vibrator.
So nothing, literally. Like, what happened to the batteries? Like decompose?
Well, I envisioned it the way that you like use a pencil all the way down.
That's weird.
Like you
eroded it.
Yeah, like it just gradually gets shorter and shorter until there was nothing.
But and then it was gone. And she's like, "Is it the batteries?
Nope. The batteries are gone somehow."
Well, yeah, it wasn't the batteries. It's just broken.
What did she pick up to put into her vagina on that last time?
What you mean? What was different? What pushed it over the edge? What was the straw that broke the vibrator's back?
Yeah,
I don't know. And also, I mean,
you don't know.
I don't know. I can't speak to that. I can speak to. I've done some research on adult toys. Mm-hmm. I've been to the stores. I've looked at them. I've purchased some products, and I will say that they come. There's a vast range of quality. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, in any realm of consumer goods, you've got the high end, you've got the low end, you've got a bunch of stuff in the middle.
It's probably just the warranty.
It could be. Well, I don't know. I don't think they will take that stuff back. But
I just mean that, like, it'll have like a lifespan.
Oh, you get a fixed rate mortgage on one of those things.
You can. You can lease it. You can rent to own.
What kind of API financing?
Yes, you got to talk to your primary lender. Okay. I think it's. I mean, this is great. I think it's great. I don't know. You didn't really give us the frequency that we're using it. You sort of imply that it's a lot.
I'm assuming it's an extreme frequency.
I wonder what it is, and I would like to know a little bit more about the equipment we're talking about. Like, if we were a talk show about cars. You want to know, the make, the model, the year.
What should we avoid here?
Yeah, we want to know the vehicle you're using.
What vibrator is not up to snuff?
Up to snuff. Here's what I think. I think you need to go out and get a new one. It's fine. Treat yourself. You've earned it. I think you deserve that. But keep
when you
this
go
in
to
mind.
The store, tell them that Corey, Scott, and Mari sent you,
and also tell them that you destroyed the last one. And if you can, bring in like just a battery part and pour it on the...
I broke it.
I annihilated this. And I need something a little more durable. I need something... I mean, I gyrate a lot. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of pressure. Uh-huh. And I need a device that's going to withstand that.
Just ask them for the Kiss and Tell special and they'll know.
Wouldn't it be amazing?
Give them a wink.
Do you think that we could partner with Adam and Eve or Babeland or something like that and get a Kiss and Tell special?
Oh,
like,
I wish.
Luxury sex toy pack or something like that.
That's such a good cross promo.
I love that. We're going to work on that. Email number 9.
I think we can
number
9.
Yeah.
In the junior high, I found this wallet. It belonged to this girl that bullied me for over 3 years. I kept the wallet. I still have it and the money in it. I felt slightly bad about it, but got over it fast. To hell with her.
Dude, nice.
And then, Jay, I found your wallet and spent the $100 on pizza, junk food, CDs, and other 13-year-old girl stuff. It's been over 8 years. And this is the first time I've ever said anything. I'm glad you guys are doing this. Thanks.
Oh, well, you are so welcome.
I love this one.
Also good. Sweet justice.
Do you think that Jay is listening?
I hope so.
Screw you, Jay.
Yeah, you bully.
Oh, yeah, you big bully.
Gross.
Well, I think this is great. And I don't think you can feel a little bad about it, but it's water under the bridge. You were 13. This is totally acceptable at 13. I know that there are some jerkos when I was in junior high.
I had the worst bullies in junior high.
That was bully central for me. And I would have been so pleased to have find something like this, some way to get their goat.
Yeah, $100, that's not enough.
Even. It's not enough. I remember there was a kid named Bryson Wright who was, he wasn't the worst bully by this time, but he was kind of a bully. And I was scared of him, of course. But there was a kid, Ryan Putman, who just one day just lost it.
Putman.
Ryan Putman just
Putman, lost sit it. Down. No,
Putman lost it and just leapt on him like a little animal. He was maybe a head shorter than Bryson. Bryson was a giant of a man.
How many heads tall was Bryson?
Bryson Wright was about 14 heads tall.
14 heads.
He was so big and so mean.
And they know this because they stacked a bunch of heads of his enemies. Severed heads.
But Ryan just leapt on him and just tore into him. And I was, oh my gosh. It was a beautiful moment.
Did he win?
I think he did. I don't think Bryson had actually ever been in a fight. I think he had just bullied people.
Right.
And when he was attacked by this fury of arms and teeth, and it was a beautiful moment. So I can definitely relate to the bully revenge stories. You guys got any bully tales?
How come this 13-year-old girl has $100 in her wallet?
Yeah.
Probably beating up kids and taking
their junior high kid. Yeah.
You think so? That would not surprise me.
$100. That's a lot of money for a kid to be.
They were mean kids. You know, there were some mean kids, and I had nicknames up for some of them that was kind of reminiscent of the bullies in Pete and Pete.
Uh-huh.
The one that I really hated, his name was Hi-Hat.
Hi-Hat?
Yeah, because he had
low end.
It was popular to – everyone wanted baseball caps.
Uh-huh.
And the rich and cool kids had fitted baseball caps because they were more expensive.
They're fitted, yes.
They're fitted. They seemed cooler. And I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if he hit a growth spurt or something, but he had a fitted baseball hat that just stopped fitting him. But he continued to wear it. So his hat, a literal hi-hat. He literally had a hi-hat. And it just sort of set on the top of his stupid head. And he was so mean.
Are you sure? Maybe that's the style.
No.
How cool was his hat?
It was not the style at the time. The style at the time was maybe a little too big and a little too low.
I see.
He was the only one like it. And he had a big stupid head and he was so mean. And
I like big stupid head. That's
big
a good nickname.
Stupid head. Yeah, good. Oh, good. Oh, I'm getting mad thinking about these kids. You guys, bullies? You got any bullies in the past? Any stories?
I am not brave enough to mention my bullies by name.
You think they'd still get you?
Watch this.
You ready? Chris Totch.
Well,
bully.
I'm still really close to like that part of my life.
Kyle Hurst.
It's only been so many years. But I remembered recently. I don't think the memory had been repressed, but I remembered the inside of a trash can and realized that I had been put in it with someone holding my legs and dumping me into a trash
can. Really
wow, I never had anything close to that.
Oh,
that
God.
Terrible.
And it's like, why would you do that to me?
Most of my bullying was emotional.
Mm-hmm. But the way I remembered it is actually Scott was putting me into a trash can. Do you remember that time?
Oh.
And that wasn't bad. That was just for laughs.
I was bullying you, though.
But it reminded me that I had been bullied before.
Wait, I think I remember this.
No, this was a different.
This is a class.
I triggered some kind of post-traumatic stress.
Yeah, so there could be more.
So I should continue doing things to you.
I mean, don't stop whatever you're doing.
Mari and I had a class together, and occasionally at the beginning of that class, we would just have a little tussle.
Fisticuffs.
Just to set the mood for the class. And there were some young ladies in there that we were not popular with. I don't believe.
They hated us.
What did you call them?
I called one a Beezy. I think they were both Beezys.
Yeah. So, they were just floored by some of the. I mean, you know, there was some turning over of desks. There was some depositing of Mari in the trash can.
Yeah.
There was some taking of shoes and throwing them.
Yeah. Sometimes Scott would punch me in the chest really hard, or I'd like knock over his folder and get his homework scattered everywhere.
Yeah.
good memories.
School, this is good time. School memories.
College.
Well, that's college actually. No, I did put you in a trash can, and it's interesting to me that triggered something for you.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's anything I'm repressing.
I remembered like the smell of milk in my hair, like old milk that had been sitting in the sun.
Nothing like the smell of milk in your hair in the morning.
God.
A lot of ladies pay a lot of money for a treatment like that, like a curdled milk.
Some women kill for
you're
that
talking
smell
about
for
milk,
hair like this.
Milk shampoo,
milk rinse. Corey, any bullies? Are you a coward like Mari and won't talk about it?
I don't really have anything that miraculous. I just remembered mean kids in general, kind of.
Did you ever bully anyone?
No.
I can be pretty gregarious sometimes. Sometimes I get excited, and sometimes I pick up people and get excited. I think.
Do you think the bullies were just trying to play?
No, not when I was. I think later in life, and I was actually another time that I was bullied, but I have to say I deserved it because I was a dork.
Right,
but when I first started, you're a nerd. No, it's a little different. It's when I worked
at a dork store.
You guys know, worked at the dork store. In Amarillo, when I was 15, I got a summer job for this crazy millionaire art artists putting up signs for him, and all the other kids, there were these art signs, and all the other kids were 2 or 3 years older than me. So mm-hmm. they're 18 and 19 or 17 and 18 maybe, and I'm around 15. So right. these are men. These are gods. Young Adonis in the bodies. full blossom of their youth. Sweaty. And I'm this little shrimp. I had long hair and a ponytail. I mean, I was a dorko. They bullied me all the time. And I actually think I'm a much better person for that.
You're being bullied?
Yeah, like, because if they hadn't, like, they were relentless. And if they hadn't squelched the dork out of me,
yeah.
I don't know where I'd be today. I'd be such a dorko. See. They
You know what? That's kind of a good point.
Because I had to build up, you know, they're attacking me. I had to build up good responses, razor sharp wit. I mean, I had to hang with these big guys.
And survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest. And I think it played a big role, like with me going back to school, comparing how I was treated freshman year.
Did you also have a weird speech impediment?
I had a huge speech impediment.
Were you add A's to everything?
Yes. That's like a Southern gentleman.
It's like a JFK.
Ira.
I guess my point is it takes both kinds.
Yeah,
For there to be superheroes, there have to be supervillains.
Oh.
For there to be the triumphant kids in the Nickelodeon movie, there have to be the bullies.
With great power comes great responsibility.
I knew you were gonna say that.
It was coming from a mile away. With your Pete and Pete's, there have to be your what?
Pit stains.
Open face.
Paper cut. What else?
Good ones. So don't feel bad. I guess is the point. They got theirs. I wonder if you're still in contact with this person, or if they're just. It seems like bullies do not fare well in life.
No, they always end up in construction.
Or in prison.
I don't know where my bully is right now.
I wonder where doing? My bully is.
Where's your bully?
I don't know. I'm not Facebook friends with him for obvious reasons, so I don't know what he's up to.
Well, that's it. Hey, maybe everybody.
Mari, you should add him on Facebook to show him how
well
you're the
I'm
bigger
doing.
Person.
Yeah, you're the bigger person.
No, I don't want to do that.
Everybody out there, just take a minute and think about your bullies. That helped shape you, make you who you are today, make you the man or woman you've become.
Hug your bully.
Get there. We need like a bully appreciation day.
Mm-hmm. Or steal their wallet and then spend it on pizza.
Pee on us.
Okay. Now here's another kind of thing. So this sort of revenge aspect. This was kind of a serendipitous thing. You found the wallet. Have you guys ever taken like a secret revenge?
Yeah,
on
actually,
someone?
Don't steal from them. Then you're just
no.
Bad.
Do steal from them. That's awesome.
But have you guys have anything where you've
secret
like taken
revenge.
Secret revenge
well,
on somebody?
The best revenge is being awesome, and I'm awesome now, so I'm set.
That you've paraphrased Frank Sinatra very nicely. I think you said the best revenge is massive success.
I'm sure I've heard it somewhere.
But there's not anything where like you did something sneaky like. Oh, we're gonna get at this guy. It's again. It's kind of a Nickelodeon thing. You're gonna get him. You're gonna
do something. You got your overalls on. You're hanging out with Timmy and Tommy and Tata.
We're gonna get him.
When he comes around that corner, we're gonna splash him with these water balloons.
Whatever
with cow's blood.
I don't know. Or you, yeah,
with
you
the
put, like
baseball bat with a nail at the end of it.
Whoa, that is no. Christ. I mean, like a kid thing. That's like, jeez.
I'm talking about murder.
You're talking about actual murder.
That's why Kree doesn't have any bullies, because he killed them all.
Did you kill your bullies? Is this like a carry thing?
Oh, God.
Like you killed them with your
mind? Oh, yeah. Wait. I forgot I killed all my bullies.
Well, okay. So kill your bullies. Okay. I was going to say like play a practical joke on them, but apparently killing your bullies. I think – how about number 10? We ready for email number 10?
The older that I get, the more I fantasize about a wider variety of people. No longer am I only attracted to good-looking single guys my age. Now guys in their 40s can be hot dream fodder. Guys who are only 19 are fair game for crushes. I am even able to find something desirable in guys with really bad fashion sense.
Whoa. You guys know the math on this, right? You know the reasonable... I think it's called the standard creepiness formula, like the range that it's okay to be attracted to.
The gentleman's law or something like that?
Well, but this is a lady.
Ladies can be gentlemen.
Okay, ladies can.
That is the name of the episode.
Ladies can be gentlemen. I really appreciate. I applaud that.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, that's beautiful. No, do you know the math on that? What's the math on that?
What is it? It's like half your age plus seven, something like that.
Half your age plus seven. So the idea being that as you get older, you have a broader range, you have a bigger pool to draw from. It's not a bad thing. That's normal. That's how getting older – that's one of the rewards for not dying is that as you get older, you have a wider range of people that you can be sexually attracted to.
Yeah, good for you.
Good for you.
You know, that's a lot of people. Yeah. So many people.
Way to go. I'm 30 now, and I have crushes on hundreds of thousands of people every day.
Yeah.
And I think that's healthy, and I think that's okay. The thing that worries me a little bit is the fashion thing.
Okay. Why?
I mean...
Does that seem too desperate for you?
There's no excuse for that. No, I think my problem with it is that, in general, this sounds like a healthy thing. You're getting older, you're broadening your horizons. Mm-hmm. But that sounds like you might be lowering standards, and that's a different thing. You know, we're talking... There's breadth, and then there's depth. And you can have both as you get older, but you don't want to, you know, spread too thin and get shallow and let those guys with the Crocs on, socks and Crocs, those guys.
Socks and Crocs guys?
You don't want hate socks and Crocs.
Yeah. Or socks and sandals guy, you
but
don't want that.
Also, stuff. Maybe she's just finding it, you know, easier to. Yeah, like it doesn't really matter if you have, maybe not socks and Crocs, but like if you, I don't know, I can't even think of anything that's okay. Like a fashion crime that's kind of okay.
Well, this is coming from Mario Domo, who owns a pair of those creepy toe shoes.
Oh, yeah. I have, I think it's Vibram, Five Fingers.
Yeah, those aren't fingers. Those are toes.
When I think of bad fashion, anyway. I think of a Washington University fleece.
Yeah, fleeces. And we're in the, you know, being in Seattle, this is fleece central.
There's such a thing
University
as a cool
of Washington?
There's not a cool
Corey?
Fleece, Corey. Fleece what did is I say? Always...
You said Washington University.
I meant University of Washington.
Right. Fleece is not... You got a problem. That's a problem. That's a symptom of a problem.
There's trendy fleece.
There's not.
Don't know about it yet.
In 1996 from Old Navy, there was trendy fleece, and it has not been...
Performance fleece.
Yeah.
But a majority of fleece is just an abomination of... fashion.
So I want to ask you guys. So the thing that I see here that I also like, and this is I applaud you for this because you're in the game. You're in your day. You're looking around. You're checking out guys, and you're using those for your hot fantasies. You're not relying on movie stars. You're not relying on pornography. You're real. You're keeping it real.
You think so? It could be.
Maybe she
it
likes
could still be movie stars.
No, shut up. You think it is? That just ruins my whole...
I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, I like that idea. I like the idea of, you know, you don't want the airbrushed. You don't want the pixelated. You want... There's real beautiful people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice, you know, you see the hot guy at the checkout
stand. I guess the really bad fashion sense does allude to it being that little people. Not. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's... Or, you know, somebody at work. We've talked about crushes at work. They're okay. Just don't carry them anywhere. But you can fantasize, oh, my God. Fantasize about anyone you want. That is a gift. That is a gift. That is a right that you have that no one can take away from you. You can fantasize about anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I could have a fantasy about Mari right now, and there's nothing he can legally do about it. He has no legal recourse.
That's because I'm not a citizen.
You're not a citizen. Mari's also not a citizen.
I am.
But I like that. I like that you can – I think that's a nice thing about life is you can see a beautiful person. You'll never talk to him. Nothing will ever happen. But you can fantasize. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that it just has to be sexy. You can fantasize, you know, kids in the countryside. You can fantasize –
But you fantasize about little kids.
No. I mean
– hillbilly children?
With the person. I mean, you see the handsome
guy. Oh, you're having kids in the country.
And you fantasize that he's your husband.
Oh, and you have hillbilly children together.
No, you can fantasize. Yes. Maybe that person's in a really cool race car.
Yeah. Is that what you –
Or in a spaceship.
Corey, when you see a pretty girl, do you fantasize that she's in a race car?
Yeah, a really fast one.
That's how you up the ante.
What color is it?
Red is fastest.
That's true. Good. Red.
That was our 10 emails. We just breezed the hell through those. Although we've been talking for an hour.
Yeah, that was a long hour.
It's a nice long breeze.
We just cut through those emails. A lot of ladies. Ladies, thank you for writing.
Mm-hmm.
Please continue writing. I had a little... So Mari was supposed to remind me of something, but he washed his hands that had the note on it.
I'm sorry.
But actually, just in thinking about his hands, I was going to just...
thinking about my hands.
Just as a quick end tag for those of you... I know that this is... Some people... view this as kind of a serial drama, and we leave you with a cliffhanger on one show and you tune in on the next show. And if you recall in the last show, I had sent out a message to who I speculated guessed was Lindsay Boulware, who I thought may have written an email about having a crush on me. As it turns out, the person who wrote that email did write, and I was correct, sort of. It was not Lindsay Boulware. Lindsay, I'm hugely embarrassed about that I dropped her name. It was another young lady who I knew at the same time, actually. It was even in the same choir with this person. But I thank you for writing. Thank you for confessing. Lindsay Bulware, shame on you.
Yeah.
For not writing.
Screw you.
Go fuck yourself.
You know, I was pretty defensive last week when the guys said that kind of stuff, but now?
Forget you.
Yeah, forget you, Lindsay
Bulware. You're banned from the show.
You're banned.
Goodbye.
No,
never write to us again.
Yep. Thank you, everyone who wrote, particularly all you ladies. Mm-hmm. Who
ladies write free.
Ladies free every night. We appreciate that. We like these secrets. We like what you told us. We want to know more. We'd even talked about kind of having a theme sort of thing. For I know there's some of you out there that may want to write in, but you just didn't know what to write about. So I'm going to go right now and just riff it right now. Bullies. If you got a secret, because I want to know.
No, did bullies. Bullies are done. But cars is next episode.
Cars.
What kind of car do you drive?
What kind of car?
If you have a red car secret.
No, I think it's bullies. I think what we want to know,
bullies,
though,
would be good.
We want to know the revenge stories, because none of us had a super good one. So if you had a bully that you got back at but could never speak it, like you sworn to secrecy because you would all be beat to a pulp, send us that along. Hit up iTunes, subscribe, give us a review, tell your friends, please. We are a lot like – I thought about this in terms of the movie Neverending Story, and there's lots of analogs for this. But you know those movies and stories where if a child stops believing – the character will die.
Yeah.
That's like us. And if we don't get emails...
We're going to die?
Yeah, we will actually die.
No, it's just like Jurassic Park. Send more emails and stuff.
It's a give and take kind of relationship. We really enjoy this. We have a lot of fun doing the show. We like doing the emails, but we got to have emails to do it, everybody. We know you have secrets. Send them in. Mm-hmm. Tell your friends. Come on.
Yeah.
They need to listen to this. Even if they're not podcast people, everybody wants to know secrets.
My favorite part's the iTunes reviews. Those are just killer.
So far... The three iTunes reviews we have are probably my three favorite iTunes reviews.
Those are the top three, I'd say.
Yeah.
Top five.
Top five. We have five ratings and three reviews, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are the ratings? Are they good?
They're all – I think we're right now a five-star podcast.
Whoa. Which makes us the highest rated podcast.
That's really good.
In the world. And I think one of those came from Mari's mom. One of them we got Corey's parents.
No, I don't think so. No? I have to help her with computer stuff all the time.
So one of them came from you.
Yeah.
So here we are at the end of the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sending secrets. Let's hear those bully secrets. Additionally, if anybody has any stories about sex where one or the other was wearing any kind of mask.
Any kind of Pokemon mask.
Not just any mask?
No, whatever.
I'm just curious. I'm curious about, we probably won't go into those as secrets, but maybe if we could build a list.
I want to hear Pokemon secrets.
Okay.
That involve sex.
Mari loves anything Pokemon and sex related. I'm interested in bullies.
Don't say that.
Corey wants to know about fast cars. Thank you for tuning in.
I hate cars, by the way.
And I think that's the end of the show. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I want to tell you.